Last week on the Healthy Eating segment, I talked to you about storing root vegetables like potatoes, onions, carrots, and beets. If you don't have a basement and don't want to dig a hole in your backyard, you can preserve these vegetables the same as other types of vegetables, and that is by canning them. Root vegetables, as well as other vegetables, can be canned individually or in soups and stews. A good place to start in canning is with tomatoes. That's because tomatoes can be used in so many ways. They can be used in soups and stews, casseroles, and meat dishes. You can put them in the jar whole. You can put them in the jar cooked and mashed up. You can juice them. However you can tomatoes, simply add a teaspoon of salt per quart or half a teaspoon per pint and process them in a water bath canner for 10 minutes. Tomatoes are high in acid and do not have to be pressure canned. You can preserve fruits like apples and peaches very easily. Simply peel the fruit, fill quart jars or pint jars with a light syrup mixture. Use 10 cups of water to 4 cups of sugar. Pour this mixture over the fruit, put the lids on the jar, and process them in a water bath canner for 10 minutes. Vegetables are not high in acid and must be pressure canned. As a general rule, you can wash and prepare your vegetables, fill your jars, add water and a teaspoon of salt per quart, a half a teaspoon of salt per pint, process them in a pressure canner at 10 pounds pressure. Most vegetables take 20 minutes for pints and 25 minutes per quarts. There are a few exceptions. Corn takes 1 hour and 25 minutes for pints. Mixed vegetables take 1 hour and 15 minutes for pints and 1 hour and 30 minutes for quarts. If you add your mixed vegetables to a tomato base to make soup, process the pints for 55 minutes and the quarts for 1 hour and 25 minutes. Canning meat is as easy as canning vegetables. Use any meat, poultry, or seafood. Slice or cut the meat into jar-sized pieces. Season with your choice of seasonings, which should include a half a teaspoon of salt per pint and a teaspoon per quart. Meats must be processed 1 hour and 15 minutes per pint and 1 hour and 30 minutes per quart. If you can meats and vegetables together, as in stews, process at the same rate you would if you were just canning meat. Make sure you select good quality fruits and vegetables and meats, and you will have a good quality finished product. There are several advantages in canning food. If you grow your own or buy from local farmers, you know how the food has been grown and what it has been fertilized and sprayed with. Canning is a good way to save on grocery bills. Food is always cheaper when you buy it in bulk. Buy fresh vegetables during the summer when they are plentiful. Take advantage of specials on meat at your local market. Buy extra and can what you don't use for meals. You'll be surprised how much food you can store up for the winter by canning a little at a time each week throughout the summer. Can a variety of fruits and vegetables and meats, and you'll have a lot of choices for your winter meals. Canned food will last for years as long as it stays sealed. Always check the seal before you open a jar of canned food. Use a magic marker to write the date on the jar lid and use the oldest canned food in your pantry first. When fresh fruits and vegetables are in season, eat fresh foods and save your canned food for when fresh fruits and vegetables are not in season. That way you won't use up your canned supply and you'll always have some for emergencies. If you have any questions, you can call me at 865-767-2575 or email nancy@ritterfarms.com. And remember, healthy eating starts at the local farm.